The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update.
Welcome to K-Wave. I'm Hong Bin-jung, your South Korean living right here in Singapore, bringing you all you have to know about the Hallyu fever or the Korean wave. And today, we find out whether you have what it takes to be the next K-pop idol. Or maybe I also have a chance. By the creator of the now-defunct K-pop girl group SCARF and Obliss, iGet Entertainment has announced their plans to host global auditions around the region in search of new talents to be trained as artists in various categories. The first stop, Singapore, has already hosted their audition earlier last month, but it continues to hold its rounds in Malaysia and the Philippines, with more cities in the pipeline. Well, I'm joined in the studio by Alan Chan, who's the director and COO of iGet Holdings, and he's going to tell us more about this. Alan, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thank you for having me, and thank you to all those listeners out there.
Okay, so let's just start off with some background context with iGet Holdings. How are you guys tapping into the K-pop industry? How are you bringing the K-pop world into Singapore?
We start off with the auditions. Mm. Okay, we are doing the original audition now in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Asia part.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we will select those that we think are good enough to be in K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
We will groom them.
Mm.
And after we manage them, whether in Korea or in China,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really, it is all not cast in stone that it has to be a K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Kanto, it could be a mental pop.
Right, right. Okay. So you guys recently held a K-pop audition here in Singapore.
Singapore, right?
Yeah. So tell me more about that.
We did that last month.
Mm-hmm.
We had quite a good number of participants.
Mm.
Like we had in Johor Bahru, Kuala Lumpur and Kuching,
mm-hmm.
which we just completed last week. And we have shortlisted about 85 of
85.
Them in total.
Okay.
Right? We have yet to go to Kota Kinabalu, Alostar, Manila and
mm.
Surabaya.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we will probably hit 100 by then. Shortlisted. Yeah.
And then how much are you going to cut down from that?
I think probably about 20 to 30.
20 to 30? Yeah. That's some tough competition out there.
Oh, yes. And not forgetting, we still have second leg where we'll be going to Bangkok,
mm-hmm.
Hong Kong, Macau, and certain parts of China.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It seems like a very tough competition just to make it to the top 20 list. So can anyone become a K-pop star? What are the requirements?
There is actually a system where we cast them,
mm-hmm.
all right? This system is developed in Korea by
mm-hmm.
our CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was with SM. So we tweak that system a little bit
mm-hmm.
to fit us, because we are doing more Asian pop, right,
mm.
than just purely K-pop this time around. We will go through the whole system. So you have to perform. And other than performance, we also look at your commitment,
mm-hmm.
your attitude, and what have you not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a totality.
Mm-hmm.
Not just whether you're good in singing or acting, and we sign you. It's not that. It's more than that.
Okay, so if I can't sing or I can't act, can I still audition?
You don't need to sing or act very well.
Mm-hmm.
All this can be trained.
Okay.
If it takes you 1 year, it's 1 year. If 1 year you still cannot make it, we give you another year.
Mm.
So it's all about training.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The other one, a little bit tougher, is your X factor.
Okay.
It's whether you have or you don't have.
Okay, what is this X factor that you're looking out for?
This X factor is very difficult to quantify
mm-hmm.
because it is how you present yourself in front of the audience, in front of the camera.
Mm.
Right? So there's no right and wrong. It's either, like I say, it's either you have it or you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it cannot be trained.
Okay.
Right? So it's something very important when we cast these participants
mm-hmm.
for us to be selected as a trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The rest is you can be trained easily.
So the 85 people that you've already shortlisted, they all have that X factor?
In a way, yes, they have.
Give me an example of an X factor.
X factor doesn't mean you're handsome or you're pretty or okay. beautiful. It's more than that. You can be beautiful, you can be Miss World, but you may not have the X factor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You may not look very good, but on the TV screen, you're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you look at a person, you say, oh, he or she has that aura. That is the X factor.
Okay.
But I say it's very difficult to quantify.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I have the X factor?
I will tell you after this.
Okay. So let's go to the next question, though. Once someone is selected, shortlisted, what's next? How do you guys at iGET help prepare someone to become the next K-pop star?
Okay, once you have been selected, we will customize a training program for that person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that program you could. Last between 9 months to 2 years, right, depending on the level of his vocal, his acting skills, his stance, right? Because everyone has different different skills level, skill set. So it all depends on how well he dances,
mm-hmm.
how well he sings. So we will customize the program for him.
So every person has a different kind of schedule.
Right. But everyone will go through the basic training classes.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, everyone need to know four languages.
Four languages?
Right, four languages. English, Mandarin, Korean, and Cantonese. Then you will have to go through all the dance.
Dances.
Your vocal,
mm-hmm.
your acting skill, including hosting, right? Make martial art. These are some of the basic training that everyone has to go through.
That's a lot of training.
Quite a fair bit.
So is it that when you have all these different training to do, like martial arts, singing, you know, all these languages, then you don't really have a life outside? You can't go to school or it's a full-time job?
Let's put it this way. As an artist, you don't have life on your own.
Okay.
The public owns you,
mm-hmm.
right? So nowadays you need to be multi-talented. Unlike last time, if you're an actor, you're an actor.
Yeah.
You don't sing, mm-hmm. you don't dance. Right now, as an artist, not only need to sing and dance, I need to host.
Mm.
You need to do a lot of things. You need to be multi-talented. You need to know how to play at least one or two musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Even the fact that for us, you need to write your own songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So he's multi-talented now, mm-hmm. not just depending on one skill set that is not good enough for the present age.
Okay. Would you say it's harder to become a K-pop star from other Asian countries than it is to become one who's already Korean?
For Asia, for Korea,
yeah.
it's definitely tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For the Chinese and the Cantonese, the easier to mm-hmm. break through. But for the Koreans, it's a lot tougher.
Yeah. So
and the survival rate is also...
So how do you survive through that? You know, we see a lot of K-pop groups these days, they have at least one or two foreigners in the groups themselves. What makes you, you know, join those K-pop groups to be that only foreigner in that group?
That is the reason why we trademark this this brand name called Asian Pop.
Mm.
It embraces everything. It mm-hmm. embraces K-pop, J-pop, your C and your mental pop.
Mm.
All right. We don't just depend on K-pop itself.
Mm-hmm.
More diversified in a sense.
Okay. And I want to also talk about the behind the scenes for someone who's training to become a K-pop star or a K-drama actress. You know, you briefly mentioned just now about the different trainings, like learning the language for different types of languages, martial arts, etc. But how long do you have to train?
Between 9 to 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, 9 to 2 years full time.
Okay, so full-time. Once the 2 years up and you still haven't made it anywhere, what does that lead
we
you
will
to?
See what happened, mm-hmm. whether you're lacking your vocal skill or you are lacking your dance, then we'll decide from there whether you're suitable to be an idol.
Mm-hmm.
If not, probably we will place you as actor or actresses or maybe a solo artist just to sing or we put you in our dance group.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends because during training, every month you have to undergo tests.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make it, then we have to find a way out whether we're going to increase your training or we will put you as an artist in other areas. Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like this whole mentality and your commitment is very important for you to survive through this whole training, because even after 2 years, right, there's no guarantee that you will become a star.
Yes, there's no guarantee. In fact, in Korea, there are a lot of trainees being trained by all the big labels, and they are not launched. First of all, probably there are too many during that time. Or they're just not good enough to be launched. There are plenty of this.
Yeah.
That is the reason why in Korea it's very tough.
Yeah.
Unlike in your Kanto and the Metro Pop, well, you can always, you're good enough to be a solo singer. Yeah, you can be a solo singer. But it's very rare to find a solo singer in Korea.
Right.
K-pop, mostly in groups.
So what are your then your future plans for iGet Holdings to promote this K-Wave in Singapore and the rest of Southeast Asia?
Like I said, we are moving more towards the Asian pop. But of course, we are lean more towards the K side, because all our system, our training and all that all come from the Korea. Right? So we are leaning more towards the Korean side. If you don't make that grade to be under the K-pop, then yeah, let's look into your China market. Because China market is just as it's big, if not bigger.
Right.
Then your K-Wave, your K-pop.
Okay, okay. And to conclude, you know, I feel like some of our listeners out here who want to become a K-pop idol, what can they do? Do they reach out to you or...?
Well, they can reach out to us. We are acquiring artist training school in Korea. Right? Probably we should wrap up sometime in June, July, and we will bring it to Singapore.
Okay.
All right, so you can follow our social media, our Facebook, Instagram. We will launch programs, our own programs in our own school, probably by third quarter of this year.
Okay, okay. I guess I shall be looking out for those. Maybe I need a career change.
Well, I never know.
Well, thank you so much, Alan, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking to Alan Chan, who's the director and COO of iGet Holdings, right here on K-Wave with K-Influencers. I'm Hong Bin-jung, and you're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.